Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Welcome to the broadcast today. And by the way, happy Mother's Day. This is the day that we are going to be honoring the mothers. So let's begin our broadcast by letting Martha do this song, Let's Meet by the River.
Queen of the city, drums all coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell. You've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore.
All right, let's meet by the river on the beautiful, beautiful shore. Well, we do want to remember all the mothers today. We have a very special one today, and I'm going to get her favorite song on here in just a minute, and that's we want to send this out to Evelyn Guy. In memory of her mother, Rosie Bradley, who would have been 88 years old on the 9th. And my, I can just see her smiling right now. And she loved the song that I used to sing, and Martha sang along with me, but I don't have our combination song. I just have myself sing it. We're going to do it in just a moment. But anyhow, want to send it out to all of the mothers. Want to remember Louise's mother, May, who passed away, and also Martha's mother who passed away. And let's send it out to Martha, and let's send it out to all of you today. And here it is, the song that I love to sing. Hope you enjoy it. It says, I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. Rosie loved this song.
I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan, with friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan, and there we'll spend all eternity. Well, I know I've never met a man who gave his life for me. In his presence lately I can feel chance you've taken home before he comes for time. Please take this message home to him for me. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. With friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. And there we'll spend all eternity. Although our names are different, we are purchased by his blood. Through Jesus Christ, we're one big family. So at his big homecoming, when God's children gather there, please search the banquet table there for me. Oh, I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. With friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. And I will spend all eternity. I saw an old man standing by a coffin draped in black. For 50 years it's been just you and me. And as the preacher spoke these words, the dust we will return. I heard that old man speak so tenderly. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. With friends and loved ones we will ever be. I'll meet you on the other side of Jordan. And there we'll spend all eternity. Yes, there we'll spend all eternity.
Evelyn, I hope you enjoyed that song. I can just sit here and as I do, you know, I have buried so many of your loved ones, and we've been involved with a whole lot of your families. And I would just lose time to sit here and try to tell you all that we have been involved with. But I can really remember Rosie sitting on that back seat. She always sat on that back seat there at the Dropping Lake Church to the left of me on the back seat there in the choir loft. And she just smiled and grinned. And we enjoyed her fellowship, and we enjoyed her, and we loved her very much, and she loved us. And we got to pastor her for several years, and that was a great joy. But she went home one day to be with the Lord. Then I was thinking about Louise's mother a while ago, May, which I spoke about, and then also Doris. I want to remember her today, and that song. I want to remember the memory of May for those two, and also all that family. There's so many family involved, and it would be good right now if we just do a song here, and I think this would tell it better than what I'm telling it right now. And it says, I wonder if the family circle will be together again.
Memories of my childhood, I recall them now and then. When at the home with the family, all were there. But the family circle's been broken, it's not the same anymore. Up there we'll meet again on heaven's shore. I wonder if the family circle be together once again. Over there on heaven's shining shore. Never more to separate, we'll sing around the throne. I wonder if the family circle will all be home. Will Daddy be there waiting when I cross the chilling tide? Will Mama be there standing by his side? I pray the family circle will be the present by and by, in the land where the soul will never die.
I wonder if the family circle will be together once again. Over there on heaven's shining shore, never more we'll separate, we'll sing around the throne. I wonder if the family circle will all be home. I wonder if the family circle will all be home. All right, we want to get into the message today that we began last week. And who wants a dead Messiah? I feel that we need to go ahead and play the rest of that. But anyhow, just before we do that, we want to send this song out to all the mothers today. And Jimmy Davis doing the beautiful song, My Mother Was a Queen Without a Crown.
The gate was old and rusty, the hinges almost gone, the roof of the porch was falling down. There were weeds in Mama's flower bed where roses used to grow. I think of Mama as a queen without a crown. How well I remember my brothers and sisters, how Mama would never let us down. This homestead was our kingdom, the old house was Mama's palace, and my Mama was a queen without a crown. I waded through the weeds around the old house, and through a broken window I looked into Mama's room. And my, what sweet memories, memories I'll carry to my tomb. You too should go back before it's too late, and take one more swing on the old garden gate. You'll forget your worries and you'll lose the blues if you walk through the garden in an old pair of shoes. The old well had caved in where sweet water used to flow. The wooden bucket among the weeds lies on the ground. The window panes are broken, Mama's castle is almost gone. My Mama was a queen without a crown. How well I remember my brothers and sisters, how Mama would never let us down. Mama was our doctor, she nursed us through the hard times. More than that, she was a queen without a crown. Yes, my mama was a queen without a crown.
We don't want a dead Messiah. We don't want him because he's different from us. He's not what we really look for in the coming Messiah. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 23, for we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jew a stumbling block, and unto the Greek it's foolishness. You see, Jesus Christ just doesn't fit in. He's just not the man for the job. Every prophet had ever talked about him, and he was fulfilling everything the prophet said. Everything the prophet spoke about, he was fulfilling everything they said. They said he come to destroy the law. Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy. I came to fulfill the law.
It must be, he said to John, at the river of Jordan. John said, I indeed be baptized of you. He said, suffer it not but to be so. I need to be baptized of thee. You see, the Father came down from heaven and said, this is my beloved Son in whom my soul is well pleased. But unto the Jew, this was a stumbling block. Who wants a dead Messiah? Who wants a man like this man anyhow? I mean, he just doesn't meet our criteria. I mean, it's a judgmental day. I have a right to say who I want and who I don't want. And he just doesn't fit into what I want. That's why on the day that they asked the question, should I release Barabbas or should I release Jesus? And they cried, give us Barabbas, but crucify him. Let's go on just a little bit farther. Why did the Jews not accept Jesus as Messiah? Well, from childhood, a Jewish boy was taught this, that when Messiah came, he would be a reigning king. Go back through the Bible. Many times, the disciples and many people made this statement to Jesus, will you at this time set up and establish your kingdom? You see, they wanted kingship. But he said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, they would fight for me. I could call legions of angels and they would pull the nails from my hands. But my kingdom is not of this world. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare this place for you. And if I go, I'll come again. I will receive you unto myself. The where I am, there you may be also. Philip saith unto him, Lord, we know not where you go, and neither do we know the way. But Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man cometh unto the Father except through and by me. But who wants a dead Messiah? Who wants a man who will humble himself to the suffering of the cross? We don't want a suffering Jesus. You know what? That staggers me and boggles my mind is how that they can see him fulfilling all of the sufferings of the Old Testament and still didn't recognize him as being the king. One of the main books in the characters of Jesus' life was Isaiah. He quoted it many times. Isaiah 53, for he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. And the chastisement of my peace is upon him. And by his stripes, I will be. The suffering is all through the Word of God. But we don't want a suffering Messiah. We want a king. We want someone who will reign in their kingship. And not only that, but we want a victorious politician. We want a politician, brother, that will debate with his enemy. We want a politician that can stand toe-to-toe with any of them. He can argue the Scriptures because, after all, he knows the Scriptures. The Bible said the world was made by him. And without him, there is nothing made. He could have said to the religious world in that day and time, I built it all. I created it all. I made the rivers. I made the mountains. I made the trees. I created life. I even taken death into my hands. I've done it all. But no, he became willing to suffer. In the garden, he prays. Great drops of blood will fall from his brow. He will look into the heavens and say, Father, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me. He will go and look at the disciples. They're sleeping. He says to them, could you not watch for me 1 hour? He returns back, and in great agony, he falls upon his face and says, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. The crowd outside that garden gate, carrying lanyards, carrying swords, he said, who is he? Where is he who calls himself the King of the Jew? His best friend finds a big kiss upon his cheek. Who wants a dead Messiah? Why didn't he just cause them all to fall dead right at his feet? Why didn't he raise up and say, listen, fellas, I'm the greatest politician this world has ever seen. I'm taking matters into my own hands. But no, he became willing and humble. But who would want a dead Messiah? You see, they figured him the one who would free the Jew from the bondage. You see, he told them he opened the prisons to all of these who had been afflicted and all of these who had been troubled, pain and suffering. He fed the 5,000. I mean, he caused the rivers to give up the fish when Peter said, "I could caught in it nothing." I mean, this is a great miracle worker. Why can't they see the miracles that he worked in his life? Why can they not accept him as Messiah? Because they don't want a dead Messiah. They don't want him to die. They want him to live. Peter says to him, "I must go to the cross. I must die." Peter said, "Lord, not so. Come on, no. No, why did Jesus? This ain't so. You're not going to go to the cross. You're not going to die." What did Jesus say to him? "Get behind me, Satan. I got a mission." If he'd only done it their way. We don't want a dead Messiah. We want a man with royalty. We want a man with power. We want a man with authority. We want a man, brother, can sweep across this nation and become the number one ruler and the number one leader of all mankind. But you see, a suffering Messiah was a completely foreign subject to the people at that day and time. His teaching are quite different than what the Jewish people and the law really expected. They said he was none of the above. I've done taking Scripture and proved that to you. He came to his own. They rejected him. But to as many as did receive him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. Many rejected him. The Bible said many left him and walked no longer with him because his teaching was hard. But let me remind you of one thing in closing. They said he was none of the above. Who wants a dead Messiah? Who wants a man with this much love and compassion and mercy and peace in his own heart?
Now, dear Lord, I'm renewed every day. Tell her that I really understand it. Tell her. Mother always wanted me to read the Bible. She wanted me to do some praying too. She pleaded with me to accept my Savior, but I thought I had worldly things to do. I'm reading it now. I worried Mother. She prayed that I might find a way somehow. It took a while, but Lord, you can assure her. I found the book, and Lord, I'm reading it now. I'm reading it now.
Tell her, Lord,
I'm reading it every day. Tell her that I really understand it. Tell her that I finally found the way.
Okay, Clyde and Juanita, and also Wanda, we certainly appreciate you doing that song for us. Let's go right back now and do this song right here. This is a recitation. It says, "Two Mothers." "By the stars in your crown," said one to the other, "I see that upon earth you too were a mother. Oh yes, I once had a son, a sweet little boy, a lad full of laughter and fun. But tell of your son. Oh, I knew I was blessed from the moment I held him close to my breast. And my heart almost burst with the joy of that day. Oh, yes, said the other. I felt the same way. The first woman continued. The first step he took. So timid and carefully, that sweet startled look that came over his face, he trusted me so. Oh, yes, said the other, how well do I know. But soon he had grown to a tall, handsome boy, so patient and kind that it gave me great joy. Just to have him walk down the street by my side. Oh, yes, cried the other, I felt the same pride. How often I shielded and spared him from pain. And when he, for others, so cruelly was slain, when they crucified him and they spit in his face, how gladly would I have died and then took his place. A moment of silence, all then you were she, the mother of Christ, and she fell to one knee. But the Blessed One raised her and drawing her near, kissed from the cheek of the woman a tear. Tell of your son, the one that you love so, that I may share with you your grief and your woe. She raised her eyes, she looked straight at the other, and said, he was Judas's carriage, and I am his mother. You know, we couldn't say enough about the mothers, as you well know. We appreciate our mothers. We've tried to show that today. We try to show that we appreciate your mother. And as I stuttered and stammered trying to find the words, because after all, mother is a mother within herself. I mean, what can you say about a mother? I know that many have lost their mothers. I know that many of you have your mothers with you. And if you do, you need to give them a call or either take them to go to the house of God with them. Next Sunday now, let me make this announcement before I do leave the air. Next Sunday, we're having a very special Sunday at the Painter's Chapel. It will be Armed Forces Sunday. And Staff Sergeant Kurt Messer is going to come and be with us. And we're going to be having a program that we're going to be honoring the veterans. That is going to be an entire service around the veterans, and you're welcome to come and be with us at the Painter's Chapel, located at Speedway. The church is located right there at Speedway beside the road. And if you're a military person or in around that area, or you'd like to come and be with us that day, we'd love to have you, because we are going to be honoring those who have passed and those who are present. And most of all, just trying to say to the veterans and all of these how much we love them and appreciate them, because they've done so much for us. Well, let's pray together. Father, we pray you bless our unseen audience. Touch the sick, touch the afflicted, and Lord, those mothers whose heart is broken, and Lord, those who have given and lost their mothers, we pray for them especially in Jesus' name. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer. And happy Mother's Day.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia.